The second half of the Mishnah on Ayin Omer Aleph gives chidushin in the area of Tvicha Mechira. What if the ganav shechts the behemah, but he does such a poor job, he makes it in a veil. He shoots the animal, or he was attempting to do a shechita kshera, and he didn't succeed, he made it in a veil. So the Mishnah is clear that he doesn't become chayif to pay dal behemah, only if he did a shechita kshera. What if he did a shechita mitzad the shechita, he did a good job, but after he shechts the animal, he starts checking inside, and he finds out that the animal happens to be a treifa. He knew sometimes he can tell in advance that the animal is a treifa. Sometimes you don't discover the fact that the animal is a treifa till after you do the shechita and check inside. So what's the din in such a situation? So that's called shechita sheina ru'uya. The shechita was good, but it's not mate b'achila. The shechita is good. So what, for what purposes is the shechita good? It's been time de nevela. There are two dinim of nevela. There's one din that nevela is asa b'achila, and there's a second din that nevela is metami tumas nevela. Nivlas behema chayviyav is metami b'maga b'masa. Shmeina shrotzim hamburim b'toira are only metami b'maga. And if you have a nivlas behema v'chaya, Nivlas behema v'chaya metami b'maga b'masa. If you have a nivlas o'odam, a Jewish person, that's metami b'maga b'masa b'ohel. So what if you have, let's say, a yishechta treifa, so the shechita is good, it's mitarm de nevela, but it's not going to be muta b'achila. So that's what the Mishnah is called by the term shechita sheina ru'uya. And in Chulin, in here, that's a machlek zab shimin and a chachamim. There are three shechitas. There's machlek zab shimin and a chachamim, and then Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah, is made a compromise. That's how the Mishnah says in Chulin. The question of shechita sheni ruya, whether shma shechita or not, is relevant b'negiah to osu v'yaz b'no. It's not relevant, it's not a shayla, is it mitami? You know the din is that it's not mitami. If you shech the treifa, it's not mitami. It's not relevant whether it's osu b'achila and mutam b'achila. We know that treifa is osu b'achila. That's not subject to dispute. Machlokes is, if you shech the behema properly, so there's a nisa of osu v'yaz b'no that sets in. You're not allowed to shech the osu v'yaz b'no b'yom echot. What if I made one of them an avela, then the other one is not forbidden to shech? So what if I shechted one, osve ezbenah, I shechted one and it turns out to be a treifa? Is that shmo shechito? So therefore it's osa to shecht the other one, b'yoyim echad, osve ezbenah? Or do you say, no, shechito sheni ve'y, lav shmo shechito? So it's as if I made it an avela, so it's muta to shecht the osve ezbenah. And the other nafkamin is going to get to Kisi Hadam. Kisi Hadam is the reverse. Kisi Hadam only applies to Chayav Yoif, doesn't apply to Behem. Osu Ezbenah only applies to Behem, it does not apply to Chayav Yoif. So the Mishnah has the same achlekes over there. I'm going to get to Kisi Hadam, I'm going to get to Osu Ezbenah, I'm going to get to Dalad Vehe. So Rab Shimon holds in all three cases that Shechita Sheni Ruya is Lav Shma Shechita. And the Chachamim disagree. Then the Mishnah presents it as if there's a third shita. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah is. He made a compromise, and that's how he passed in the Yeridei, that when he get to Kisi Hadam, how does it say? Isha Shiyishchat Chaya Of Asheh Yeyochel V'shafach Hazdama V'chiso Bafa. What does that phrase mean, Asheh Yeyochel? So Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, Rebbe, made his own drasha, not like Rabbi Shimon, not like the Rabbanan, that with respect to the din of Kisi Adam, it has to be a Shechita Haruya. If it's Shechita Sheni Ruya, there's no mitzvah of Kisi Adam. But that's because it says Asheh Yeyochel. Explicitly it says Asheh Yeyochel. Benegir to Osu Ezbeno, or Benegir to Dalad Vehei, that expression does not appear in Chumash. There Rabbi Yudah Hanasi holds a din is like the Chachamim. The shechita sheni ruya, shma shechita, so the ganav will be chayiv dala dehei, and there will be an iser of osu ezbeno. Just the one exception to the rule is going to get to kisi adam because of that phrase that says in chumash sheyeyoch. Yeah. What would be another example of shechita sheena ruya? The Mishnah has here two examples. Ashechet v'nimtzis treifa. That's the case that's always quoted in Chulin. Shechet v'nimtzis treifa, whether it's subject to the din of Kisei Adam or whether it's subject to the din of Osu Ezbeno. Shechet chulim bo'azorah. Now, chulim bo'azorah is a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's a din d'arais or a din d'rabban, and machlekes hamaroim, Rabbi Yechon of Ishlokish, which opinion to accept. Should we paskin that chulim bo'azorah d'arais or chulim bo'azorah lav d'arais? One opinion is that chulim bo'azorah is an isa d'arais, so what does it mean? It's an isa d'arais to shecht chulim bo'azorah. And if you went ahead and you did shecht tulum azara, it's an aver deraisa that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the flesh of the basar of the tulum azara. According to the other opinion, chulam azara lav deraisa means at both levels. It's permissible minatar to shecht chulin in the azara. And number two, if you went ahead, not only is permissible to shecht, if you went ahead and you shecht it, you're permitted to eat the basar. Now, the Mishnah says over here that if you shecht chulam azara, that's labeled the shechita sheina ruya, and Reb Shimon holds that you're not chayv dalad vehei. So, l'chayr, this seems to, you can tell from the Mishnah that according to Reb Shimon, hashech dechulam azar is an issa deraisa. If it would have only been an issa derabbanan, so it doesn't make sense. The Gemara said the first like that, and then the next daf, ayin aleph and aleph. It doesn't make sense to consider the shechita sheina ruya, aliba de Reb Shimon to pata the gana from paying dalad vehei, because of Achumrim and the Rabbanon, that they said it's forbidden to shecht chulam azar. And if you shecht chulam azar, you're not allowed to eat it. So on the level of the rice, there's no Isser involved at all in chulam azar. So if the ganef was shecht chulam azar, it's a shechita horuyel b'chayv dalabhei. What are you going to say? With the Rabbanon, we introduced an Isser that if you're not allowed to shecht chulam azar, if you shecht, you're not allowed to eat it. And since you're not allowed to eat it, so we're makel on the ganef that he doesn't have to pay dalabhei. That doesn't make any sense. That because of a chumer ben the rabbanon, we're going to make a kula on the gana. That's how the Gemara says on the next daf, and you get to a different thing. The Gemara quotes a brisa on ayin aleph and aleph regarding a shechet b'shabbes. Whether a shechet b'shabbes is chayv dalet v'hei or not. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? A shechet b'shabbes is an issue of kum leib the rabbine. What are you going to say? He was shechet b'shabbes b'shogeg. So that's tana de bechizkia. Lo chilakta ben shogeg lemez. You still should say kum leib the rabbine. Even Bizman Azeh, all these Tanoim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni, even Bizman Azeh that we don't administer din in the Foshets, you still have a din of Kam Levi Derabin. It's in Choshe Mishpat. You have the din of Kam Levi Derabin and Noig Bizman Azeh. So how can it be a Machlekes HaTanoim where Ashechet B'Shabbes is Chayiv Dalet V'Hei? What happened to the famous din of Kam Levi Derabin? Nobody disputes that din. Gratitis points out that there is a Tana who disagrees with Tana Bechizkiah, but it's such an insignificant minority opinion. So it's totally ignored. So the Gemara here says, how can it be that Ashechet B'Shabbes Chayiv? So the Gemara says, no. Ashechet B'Shabbes is Chayiv is talking about Shechet Ayidei Acher. The din is that usually, normally, Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveire. If I send the Shliach to burn down someone else's house, I'm not Chayiv. The Shliach is Chayiv. If I send the Shliach to murder someone, they don't give me the death penalty, they give him the death penalty. If I send the Shliach to rob a bank, so I'm not held responsible, even though I paid him a salary. He's chayiv. Kolatarakula ain't shaliach ledvar aveira, and this is an exception to the rule. The Gemara has three different drushes. Each Tana has a different drush on ayin aleph and aleph. That this is an exception to the rule. The Rambam quotes. He puts together all the Gemaras. The Gemara Kiddushin has the whole sugi at the beginning of the second paragraph about ain't shaliach ledvar aveira. So the Rambam quotes that there are all, counting everything all together, there are three exceptions to the rule. One is meila. That's all the Mishnayos and Me'ilah like that. That we learn at Chet mit Truma. We learn that many dinim of Hilchas Me'ilah, Moel Behegdish, I learned that from Truma. So one of the many dinim that's derived from Nagzer HaShav and Chet mit Truma is that by Truma is the original marker of the whole institution of Shluch HaShlodim Kemoisei, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, Atem goes on the form of Gam Atem, Gam L'Rabbis HaShaliach, the Shluch HaShlodim Kemoisei, the Shliach Kemi, Mafrish Truma. So you learn at Chet Mitzuma that by Moel Behegdish, Mila Behegdish also, Shlichas applies. So that's Mishnayis, that no one disagrees. Then Shalich Ledvar Vera by Shlichas Yad, Bipikotin, that's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, discussion, Mishama Bisil. So Bisil come up with that thing. And this is the third exception to the rule in our Gemara. So the Gemara says, here we're talking the Machlekes HaTanoim by Hashechet B'Shabbes, whether the Ganet becomes Chayv to pay Dal Vehei or not. He's talking about a case of Taveach Halidei Acher. If the Ganav shechts in person, all the Tanoim would agree that it would become Levi Derabine. The Ganav would not have to pay any Dalvein. He's talking Taveach Halidei Acher, so there's no Kam Levi Derabine issue at all. So why should anybody in the world say that he's Potter from Pei? How could there be a Machlekes HaTanoim? So the Gemara says, no, the Machlekes HaTanoim is the identical to Machlekes Reb Shimon and HaChachamim and Mishneh. Because Hashechet B'Shabbes is usher to eat the basar. So that's called the Shechita Sheinu Ruya. The Shechita is Mitar Midei Nevela, like if you shecht the treif, it's Mitar Midei Nevela. But bottom line, it's going to be usher b'achila. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hashechet B'Shabbes is also b'achila, is that an isa deraisa? Is that only a penalty midirabbanan? So the Gemara quotes, Rab Meir and Rab Yudah both hold that it's a penalty midirabbanan. And they have their famous machlokes that spills over in all over Shas, mainly in Hanazokin, Perak Hanazokin, middle of Gittin, whether Kansu Shogu got to Mezid or low Kansu Shogu got to Mezid. How far do you go with the penalties? And that machlokes is by one who does malocha and chalamoin and one who planted a tree bishmita, when a mevat and isa lachatchila and a mevashal b'shabbos, many, many more cases. A man married the muberes chavero, b'shogig, does he have to divorce her, or can he just be purish mimena? Many cases where the kansu shogot amazim. So Rab Meir and Rab Yudah only argue about the details. They say that the ashechet b'shabbos osa lechol mishchitosai is only a penalty mid the rabbanon aknas. And they have their argument whether Kansu B'shogig or lo Kansu Shogot Amezid or Kansu Shogot Amezid. But Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri seems to hold that HaMavashol B'Shabbos is in Issa Deraisa, Shech B'Shabbos is in Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, that one who does Malacha B'Shabbos B'Mezid, the Gemara learns that from a drasha, from a pasuk, Yochel Afilah B'Shogig Tamloim B'Chalei Masyum is B'Mezid Amarti Loch, below b'shogeg, that if one is machal Shabbos b'mezid, so that's called ma'isa Shabbos. It's an isa deraisa that you're not allowed to eat the ma'isa Shabbos. So if you hold like Rabbi Chaim Nuri that it's an isa deraisa, then you can call shechet b'shabbos a shchita sheni ruya to say that the Reb, according to Reb Shimon, the ganav will be potter from paying the alday. But if one would hold like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah that a shechet b'shabbos is only a penalty mid the rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat it. So that doesn't make any sense to say because of a chumra midirabbanon, therefore we're mekel on the ganav, so the ganav wouldn't have to pay dalvei. That cannot be. Then the Gemara has three lines from the bottom of Ayin Aleph and Aleph. Pligi bar ravache veravina. There was a machlokes among the Amoraim where the ma'aseh Shabbos is deraisa derabbanon. So here there's a further discussion in the Rishonim. What is this machlokes? The machlokes is within Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, where the Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri meant to say that it's an isa deraisa. And the drasha from the pasuk is shmart masal Shabbos ki kodesh elohem ma kodesh asa b'achila ma'aseh Shabbos asa b'achila ima kodesh asa manu etc. The whole thing is a drasha gemura. The whole thing is an asmachta. So some rishonim say that's pligi bar ravach ravina. They have an argument within Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri whether his shita is really a shita derai. So he only meant it as a din midirabbanan as well. Other rishonim say otherwise. They learn no. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri clearly holds that ma'aseh Shabbos is derai. He learns it up in the pasuk. Rab Meir, Rab Yudah clearly hold Ma'aseh Shabbos only the Rabbanon, and they argue whether Kansu Shogot Amezid. And the Machlekes among the Amoraim, Pligi B'Ravach Ravina, whether Ma'aseh Shabbos the Raisa the Rabbanon, they're arguing should we pass on like Rabbi Yechon and Nuri, or should we pass on against Rabbi Yechon and Nuri. But I'll call upon him, this is clear in the Gemara, that the Gemara is Beferish, if you hold that Ma'aseh Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, then it doesn't make sense to declare Ma'aseh Shabbos as a Shechita Sheni Ruya. It'll turn out that the chumer midirabbana is a chumer hamivile de kula. They made a chumer midirabbana that ma'aseh Shabbos is also b'achila, and memele the ganav is pata from paying dal of the hay because we're going to declare I'll leave it to Reb Shimon that shchita sheni ruya lav shmo shchita. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara introduces an additional factor over here that. Hashochet l'avodizor. The Gemara quoted on Ayin Aleph and Aleph and Machlokes Hatanoim where Hashochet l'avodizor is chayv dalet v'heanat. So the Gemara said, how can it be a Machlokes Hatanoim? It's impossible. Hashochet l'avodizor is chayv misa. Even if it's not avodosa b'kach, even if you have an avodizor, where that's not their practice, they never slaughter any animals. They never do an avoda of hakrovas hakarbonis. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Av Samach. Learns out from Sukkim that Shchita is one of the Dalar Avoides, Zibuach, Kita, Nisach, Ishtachvah. These four Avoides, Zibuach, Shchita. So the Avoid of Shchita, Yechayv Misa, for worshipping Avodah Zarah, even if it's Shalaki Darke. Even if that religion, they never sacrifice any animals to the Avodah Zarah, it's still Chayv Misa. Which Nimtza Chumra Kulo?
Yeah, well, it's not one of his, it's his Avodahs.
Shechita, yeah.
If it's not one of the rituals,
If it's one of the rituals, whatever avodas bekach, one is chayv misa, even if it's pyrats melaparas are a kever lemakulis. But if it's one of these dalal avodas zibuach kito and nisach ishtach voya, then the Mishnah says yichayv misa, even if it's not at all avodas bekach. So that's nimtza chumra chumra. That's not the, there's no kula. There's only chumras all the way. Even though it's not avodas bekach, he's still chayv misa. So the Gemara wants to know, how can it be a machleikas satanoi? Whether sheichet, if the gan of shechts lavodizora, will he be chayv dalal vehei? Of course, it'll be chayv dal vehei. Even if it's not avidasa bekach, he's chayv misa. Even bizman hazeh, when no one's administering the oynish misa, we have the ton of the bechizkiya. So there's always going to be a kamle with the rabbi. How can there be a machleik satanai? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about shechet dal yedei achim. Shechet dal yedei achim. So there's no issue of kamle with the rabbi. The shaliach is chayv misa, or theoretically chayv misa, and I'm the gan. If I'll become chayv the dal vehei, so now the Gemara asks a different kashin. The machloike shchita sheni ruya shma shchita lav shma shchita is if he shecht shechet v'nimtzis treifa. But what if I shecht an animal shechet v'nimtzis treifa? So it's a shchita is mitarim then available, but it's going to be also b'achila. What if I shecht lavodizor? Shecht lavodizor, it becomes the krubis. The krubis is also b'hano. The krubis is also b'hano. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if the krubis came in the shochah b'purta asora, when he starts to shecht a little bit, l'shem avodizara, even before he finishes the shnei simon, right away the animal becomes asavano. So Gemara asks, how can the ganat be chayv to pay dalad v'hei for finishing the shechita? Idach, when he concludes the shechita, isurei hanohu v'labda morei kotovach. I should say that since it becomes asavano right away, and the ganat continues to shecht, that shechita doesn't have a shem shechita at all. Why not? Idach, isurei hanohu. What does that mean? Lav de mare katovach. So the simple translation of the word seems to imply that once some item becomes osabano, so it's enoshalo of its rightful owner. The ganav stole the animal from the nignav, so it still belongs to the nignav. It's shalo v'enibushus of the nignav. But the minute that the ganav succeeds in making it into tikruvis avedizara, mechishachet ba purto, he only shecht simen echad. He starts to shecht haschola simen echad. He didn't even finish simen echad. When he starts to shecht simen echad, there's two simonim by the kon and the veshin. So when you shecht an animal, lechulin or lekotchim or labadizaris, he's supposed to shecht kona and veshin. So the Gemara says, mechishochat bapurto. When you start to shecht a little bit of one of the two simonim, it's already asara. The whole animal becomes tikruvis, becomes asabanoa. Once it's asabanoa, so it should be considered lav de marekotach, should be considered enishaloi of the nignav. That's a big machlokes harishayim, where the yisurei hanoa are considered ena shaloi, or they're just called ena b'shusai. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, the Gemara has a famous memra on Daf Chav Tes. Oh, we're learning Bava Kamma. Forgot. Thought we're learning Chulin. Yeah. So the Gemara has a memra on Daf Chav Tes, I think. Shnei dvarim ena b'shusai shalodna, ma'son hakosu kilahim b'shusai. Where is that? Used to be on Daf Chav Tes. No? Someone moved it. Here it is. Chavtes on the base, right in the middle. Some sochem davav on the base, and here it's in Bava Kamma Chavtes on the base. Omer Rabbi Lozer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. The Amora Rabbi Lozer says in the name of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, he never saw Rabbi Shmuel in his life. So that's why it says Omer Rabbi Lozer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. He says over the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Dvar Meidem Mishusa Shaladam, Vasan Hakasikila Him Bishusa Veilohain, Chomitz Mishay Shosa Lamaila. Chometz is ain't a b'shusa because it's also b'hano. Chometz mishay shos on the mind means after chatzos. It's also b'hano. So it's ain't a b'shusa shalodam. So how can you ever violate b'ayiro b'aymotze? You only violate b'ayiro if it's shalcho. So why is there ever an isa b'ayiro? So the answer is hason hakosu kilei b'shusa. The Torah is mechadish that we treat it as if it is b'shusa. So this is a famous machlekes HaMishanim. How do you translate the word ena b'shusa? Ena b'shusa is to be taken literally. It's shaloi, but it's ena b'shusa, because b'shusa means accessibility. If someone steals my behemoth, then Rabbi Yechanan says, gozov l'anasah sh'abam sh'neim ein v'chel ha'gdishoi, zelef ishena shaloi v'zelef ishena b'shusa. The ganav cannot be magdish my animal. It doesn't belong to the ganav. Nor can I, the owner, the rightful owner, be magdish the animal, although the animal belongs to me, but it's ena b'shusa. It's not accessible to me because the ganav stole it and he's hiding it and he's not going to give it back to me. So it's ain't a b'shusi. So is that what Rabbi Shmuel means to say in the braisa The chametz mishei shows on the maila when it's also bahanoa min ha-Torah becomes einer bishusai of the rightful owner, and therefore in order to violate by Rabbi Masi, you should really require that it should be shaloi u-bishusai. And the fact that it's also bahanoa accomplishes that it's einer bishusai, so it's a problem. How is there ever by you? So the answer is hasan akosu kilei bishusai. That's how the tzais learns pshat. He thinks that einer bishusai is to be taken literally. Bar bishusai rabim is einer bishusai. That means einer shaloi. I dig a hole in the middle of the street is literally Eina Shali. But the reason why Rabbi Shmuel and the Braisa uses the terminology, uses the expression Shnei Dvar Meina B'Shusa Shaladam, is because of Chomis Mishay Shosamala, that it is Shaloi. That is Shaloi. Yisuri Hano are Shaloi. The only thing is that they're not B'Shusa. So that's what the Ktzai says. And others disagree. Machlekes in Rishaynim. Other Rishaynim say B'Ferish not so. The Ritwan Suke quotes derive it like that. That Yisuri Hano are considered Eina Shaloi, not only Eina B'Shusa. Is there any difference halacha lemaisa whether Yisuri Hanoa Chometz Mishay Shalos on the Maila is only Eina Bishusa, or it's even more than that, that it's Eina Shaloi? Shaila, what about Yerusha? Let's say a man has Chometz on Pesach, he's not a religious man, and then he dies and all of his assets go over Yerusha to his children. So let's say the children are religious people. So the child finds out that the father Dani has a house full of Wheaties, has cookies, whatever, he has chametz food in the house. So do you say that it's, even though it's also ba'anoa, but it's shalom, it belongs to the owner, it's just that it's ein b'shusa, but it's shalom. So if it's shalom, then it goes birusha to the children, even though it's ein b'shusa, and the children have to run quickly and destroy the chametz in order not to violate by matzah. He can't say, I refuse to accept the irusha. A b'chor can refuse to accept the pishnai, because it says in the pasuk, so the Gemara is medak matana kai rachmana. It's called in the Chumash losses like a matana. Ma matana dasili yode. If he says I don't want it, so you can't force a matana down his throat. So to the pishnaim, if the b'chor says he doesn't want, so he doesn't yarshin pishnaim bal korcha. But the chelik apshitas that every child gets birusha, that's halacha that yerusha is even bal korcha shalom. He doesn't have to agree to accept the ownership of the yerusha. If he doesn't want to remain the owner, let him be mafkeret now. And chametz b'pesach, he can be mafke, so you'll be stuck. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Pesach quotes this machlekes achreinim. Goes to choykeinim in the children's not of Yehuda, many in between. This is the machlekes. The father died, the father was not religious, has a house full of chametz. So do I say the chametz, the Yisuri Hanoah, is shaloi of the owner, be'ena b'shusa? So it goes b'yerusha to the children, so it'll be shaloi of the children. Just be Eina B'shusat, but the Shaloi is enough, that's enough to violate by Rabbi Matzah, just like the father violated by Rabbi Matzah, even though it wasn't really B'shusat. Asan HaKos and Kilei B'shusat, the same would apply to the children. Or should I say no? That Yisuri HaNoah considered Eina Shaloi, and when the Gemara says he shouldn't have really violated by Rabbi Matzah, because in order to violate by Rabbi Matzah, you don't need B'shusat, it's enough if it's Shaloi. And chametz is also ba'anoa should be considered in a shaloi. Asana kasu kila hein shaloi. The halacha considers it as if it's shaloi. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Choy Kankim. That's like a kinyan iser. It's not really a kinyan moment. And didi moment is because it's also ba'anoa. So it's really ein shaloi. Asana kasu kila hein b'shusa kila hein shaloi le'inyan lavarola b'bal yirah b'ayimatzei. So that means that the owner of the chametz has sort of a kinyan iser on the chametz. And there's a Gemara in Gittin that when a person only has a kinyan isa, doesn't have a kinyan mamin, the Gemara has a lashon, the isura la maris inish libre. You can't give over birusha kinyan isa to your children. You can only give over kinyani mamin if you really own it. So that's a machlekes halacha lemaisa. What's the din? If the man who dies on Pesach had a lot of chametz, he wasn't religious, he has a lot of chametz. And after he dies, the chametz goes to the children, they are shomrei mitzvahs. Do they have to run to destroy the chametz right away, because otherwise they'll be in violation of Bal Yirah by Matzei? Or should I say not at all? That the father who died, all he had was a kinyan iser in the chametz. He didn't have a real kinyan moment, because he's Sirei HaNoah Zeinu Shaloi. So since it's only a kinyan iser, so then we should say that a kinyan iser doesn't transfer over birusha to the children, only kinyan moment. Isur Lamor Zeinu Shlebre. So that's a machlekes achreinim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchas Pesach. So again, what's the din of one who shechts l'avodah zarah, tikruvus avodah zarah? The Kruv is Avodah Zarah, it's Asa Bano. Yeah. How do you know it's Asa Bano? Who says that it's Asa Bano? The Mishnah says so. That Avodah Zarah is Asa Bano, and the Noye Avodah Zarah, if you have a statue that Nochrim deify, and then the jewelry that's hanging on the statue is also Asa Bano, even though they don't really worship the jewelry, they worship the statue. But since this is Noye Avodah Zarah, so the Pasuk says, L'sikach kesev v'zov aleihem. How does it say? V'lakach talach. Forgot about how the Loshon reads in Chumash Dvarim. So it says kesev v'zov aleihem goes on noye avodah zarah v'lakach talach. You're not allowed to. Not allowed to take. So you see from the pasuk, not only avodah zarah is also manah noye avodah zarah. Then mishamshi avodah zarah. Let's say you have a frying pan that they burn incense on, or I have a container that they put the besamim in, or something like that. I have an altar. The altar used to be used with the Kruvus Avodah Zarah. So if you have kelim, instruments that used to be used L'shem Avodah Zarah, have a sakin shal shchita that the Avodah Zarah used to use in order to slaughter animals for the Avodah Zarah. So all of these religious articles that are used in the Avodah Zarah rituals are considered Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. Shem Mishamshi Avodah Zarah also Asabano. And then the Kruvus Avodah Zarah is also Asabano. So Taisus has a question. This is a very important question. You have to ask on every din in Shas, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? That's what the Prima Gonim always asks on everything. Hilchas Tfilin. Is Tfilin a mitzvah and a term of the Rabban? So that he doesn't have, that's in Pasuk and Chumash. He wants to know, you have to make Tfilin l'shmo. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? You have to write the Tfilin on hide from kosher animal. Din d'oraisa, din d'rabban. As a Pasuk, is it for real or is it an asmachta? Always. Prima Gonim always discusses. Is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban? The first Mishnah in Bracha says that Kriya Shema. Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Kriya Shema is a din d'oraisa, din d'rabban. Every issue you have to discuss. Every din in the Gemara, it's important to be mevar. Are you talking about a din d'oraisa, din d'rabban? So here, Tosis wants to know about the Tekruvus Avodah Zarah. Who says the Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is Asa Bano? The Mokah for Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is in Tehillim. Because it says, Vayochel Zivchei Meisim. That the Jewish people worshipped Avodah Zarah on the occasion of the Chet HaEgel, and they ate the Kruvus Avodah Zarah, and that's described there as Zivchei Meisim. So the question is, but there's no Pasuk in Chumash. So we usually have a rule, the Gemara has in the first daf in Bava Kamma, that's Taka Arm Sichta, you cannot derive a Din D'oraisa from a Pasuk in Tehillim, from a Pasuk in Nevi'im Ksuvim. Din of D'oraisa have to appear in Chumash. So the question is here, there is no pasuk in Chumash for Tekruvus Avodah Zarah being Asa Bano. So maybe we should assume the whole din of Tekruvus Avodah Zarah Asa Bano is only Midir Rabbanon. Maybe the whole thing is only Midir Rabbanon. The few questions. It's forbidden to be makrav karbanos to Avodah Zarah. Is that the Raisa de Rabbanon? Avodah Zarah. Is Avodah Zarah an Issa de Raisa and Issa de Rabbanon? That's an Issa de Raisa. That's an Aseres Adibur. That's in the Ten Commandments. Okay. So that's an Issa Deraisa for Bnei Noach also. Avodah Zarah is one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that's for sure. But we want to know now, the Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, is it also min haTorah min haRabbanan? Also but what? Also b'achila, also b'ano. So you can clear on both. Is the Issa Achila Deraisa deRabbanan? Afilin tim tzolami, the Issa Achila is deraisa. Maybe the Issa Ano is only min haRabbanan. Tekruvus Avodah Zarah is also b'ano. So it's a double question. Maybe the Issa Achila is only the Rabbanan. Afilin tim tzolami, the Issa Achila is deraisa. Maybe the Issa Hanoah is only Midir Rabbanon. Yeah. If the Issa Achila would only be the Rabbanon, we would have a big problem. Because the Gemara says, HaShoichet L'Avodah Zarah is considered Shechita Sheina Ru'uya. Here, on Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, 8 lines from the top. Ganav v'tavach l'Shabbos, ganav v'tavach l'Avodah Zarah, ganav sharam nizkal t'vachem. Mishalem abav v'chamisha d'rab merach chachamim patron. Gemara said, what are they fighting about? Kam lebi d'rab minei? No, it can't be. They can't argue. Everybody's masking. There is a din of kam lebi d'rab minei that misa patas from mamanei gemizman hazeh. They're talking shechet al de acher. So the whole issue of kam lebi d'rab minei doesn't enter at all. So what are they fighting about? They're arguing about shechita sheni ruya, shma shechita la shma shechita. But the Gemara says that it's only considered on the last line. The Gemara says, if Maisa Shabbos Bishleim Lamandi Yomar, here the last line in Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, Bishleim Lamandi Yomar, Maisa Shabbos is the Raisa. So then it's called Shechita Shein Ruya. So you understand why according to Reb Shimon you'd be potter. Reb Shimon holds Shechita Shein Ruya, Lav Shmo Shechita, the Gan of his potter. But if you hold Maisa Shabbos is only also Bachinu Midir Rabbanon, how can it be? They made a Chumer Midir Rabbanon that makes a Kula. Therefore the Gan of his potter from paying the Alvehei. So the Gemara says it's only called the Shechita Shein Ruya, the potter, the Gan of Alivu the Reb Shimon, the potter, the Gan of from paying Dalet Vehei, if the Yisra Achila is an Yisra Derais. So here the Breiser has a case that the Tanoim argue about Hashechet Lavei Dezar. Hashechet Lavei Dezar. So clearly the Yisra Achila has to be an Yisra Derais. The Kruv is Lavei Dezar, the Yisra Achila is Derais. The Shaila is whether the Yisra Hanoah is Derais or not. Can you tell whether the Yisra Hanoah is Derais or not? Not really. In order to be called the Shechita Shein Ruya, it don't require that it should be Asa Bano. Hashechet Shvinim Tzestrefa. A Trefa is Mutta Bano. How do you know a Trefa is Mutta Bano? A Pasuk in Chumash, huh? Lakel Tashlich and Asa. Yeah, Pasuk in Chumash, that is Mutta Bano. Yeah. Okay, it's a Mishnah. Some people know Chumash and some people know Mishnah. Okay. Ksiva Tanina. Ksiva Tanina. Whoever's a Balkaria, whoever knows Mishnais will know that it's correct, that Trefa is Mutabano. So Shechet V'nimtzes Trefa is also Bachila Mutabano, and it's called Shechita Shein Ruya. So maybe Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, in order to be considered Shechita Shein Ruya, to have a Machlek Zab Shimon Rabban, has to be also Bachila Min HaTorah. That was the last line on Ayin Aleph from an Aleph going over to the top of Amud Beis. That if a Shechet B'Shabbos would only be an Issa de Rabbanon, it doesn't make sense to consider a Shechet B'Shabbos as a Shechita Shein Ruya. So you see that the fact that the Kruvus Avodah Zarah is considered Shechita Shein Ruya, and it's subject to the Machlekes HaTanoim, whether Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita or not, so you see clearly that the Issa Achila is Derais. But it doesn't necessarily prove that the Issa Hanoah is Derais. And maybe the Kruvus Avodah Zarah, the Issa Hanoah is only the Rabbanon. Yeah. How can you split between Achila and Hanoah? And the Chumash says nothing. Chumash, there's no pasuk that says even that it's also Achila. If you're only accepting what it says in Chamishul Chumash Torah, you have no market to say that it should be also Achila. Elamai, you're relying on the pasuk in Tehillim. So that pasuk
is in Tehillim.
So either you do learn out from Tehillim or you don't learn out. If you all divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah le'afinam, so I should say even the Yisra Achila should only be midivrei Rabban. If you do learn out from Tehillim, so learn out that it should be Asa Banoah as well. Ma meis Asa Banoah, af tikruvus Avodah Zarah Asa Banoah. Unless you'll assume that a meis Asa Banoah that itself is only midivrei Rabban. Vayoch l'zivchei meisim. Vayoch l'zivchei meisim. How do you know that a meis is Asa Banoah, a dead body? How do you know that a meis is Asa Banoah? That's Xerah Shava. Sham Sham Me'egla Rufa. Where does it say Sham? Batama Sham Miriam Atikava Sham. So it says that Miriam died and she was buried. So the Gemara says the word Sham has the connotation of Isra Hano. How do you know? Because it says Ba'egla Rufa, V'yorfu Sham Se'egla Banachal. So since Xerah Shava, Sham Sham Me'egla Rufa, so just like Egla Rufa is Asabana, so to a mace is Asabana. And who says, pray tell, that an Egla Rufa is Asabana? How do you know an Egla Rufa is Asabana? Because it says Kapar Ksivba Kikotchim. When they bring an Egla Rufa, so it said the Kohanim from the closest city, after they do the Arifas Egla, have to say Kapal Amche Yisol Shepadisa Hashem. So just like Karbonis bring Kapara and Karbonis Arasabano, so to the Gemara says Kapar Ksivba Kikotchim. Since an Egla Rufa is for the purpose of obtaining Kapara, so it's also Asabano. Yeah, so we assume that's probably the Raisa. Kapark Sibak and Koch Negla Ruf is also Bano. That's a din minatar. What about the Meis also Bano? Meis also Bano is also a din de Raisa. Maybe it's only a din midirabanon. So the Mishlam Melech is not so convinced that it's an Isa de Raisa. He says maybe a Meis also Bano is only an Asmachta midirabanon. So all Xereshav is Sham Sham Negla Rufa. That you learn out about Thomas Shamirim, about Tikova Sham, that Miriam's body was also Bano, just like Egla Ruf is also Bano. So Mishlam Melech says, not so convinced that that's the Rosh Gemurah Derais. Maybe it's only an Asmachta Min Rabban. Taisa says, Beferish Olo B'Shas, that Ameis is also Bahanu as a Din Derais in the first parak in Bava Kama. And in other Mesichtas, Taisa always assumes like that. That Ameis is also Bahanu as a Din Derais. The only place that Taisa leaves room to discuss is, what about Or HaMeis? Whether Or HaMeis is also Bahanu Min HaTorah Min Rabban. V'sar hameis is also ba'anom in atorva, Tosis holds. Mishlam Melech writes he's not so convinced, but Tosis holds like that, that a meis also ba'anom in atorva, that's for sure. But or hameis, whether the skin and the flesh, I used to think that the skin is just the outer layer of the flesh. So a doctor told me it's not true. It's a different composition. Skin is skin and flesh is flesh. So that's what Tyson says, that Bisar HaMeis is also about Nomen HaTorah. And Or HaMeis is 2 days in Tyson's, in two different Mesichtas, not in the same Mesichta. But the Or HaMeis is also about Nomen HaTorah in the Rabban. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about the cornea. If you take the cornea from a dead body and you implant it on a living person, Rav Moshe assumes that the cornea has the same, if you would divide up the dead body into two parts, basar, in or, and or HaMeis is only Yosem HaNoam in the Rabbanon, the Bsar HaMeis is Yosem HaNoam in HaTorah, where would you put the cornea? Which category would you put the cornea? So yes, this doctor once, who was eating by me on Shabbos, so he says, cornea belongs in the category of or. Okay, so I told him that's what Rav Moshe said. I didn't understand why Rav Moshe said so. Rav Moshe didn't explain why. So the doctor said, because the consistency of the cornea is the same as or, the same as the skin. It's not the same as basar. So that's a shaila, whether or ames is also ba'anom in atara midirabbanon. If it's only also ba'anom midirabbanon, so that's hard to aser, to take an organ from a dead body and to use it on a living person to help him out. So ames is also ba'anom. So if you're going to accomplish bikoch nefesh, okay, so bikoch nefesh is mata kol atar kula. It's not from the Yehorek Val Yavars. Not to get an offer from a mace is not Yehorek Val Yavar. But to use a Bisar HaMace for a live person, not for the Bikuach Nefesh purposes, just to make life more comfortable, so the Pashta says that you have to have Dafke ahead to Bikuach Nefesh. If we assume Bisar HaMace is also Manom in HaTorah, like Taisvis, so the only Heta you would have would be Bikuach Nefesh. But Or HaMace, Moshe writes that since there are two opinions in Tosfos, and according to some Rishonim, Or HaMeis is only Asa Manoah Midrabbanon. So if it's only Asa Manoah Midrabbanon, so you can be Mekel whenever there's Hakona Sever, whenever the living person has a cornea that his eyes are not functioning. And you're going to take the cornea from the Meis, so that's like Hakona Sever. The din is in Hilchos Shabbos. There are four Madregas. If there's a Hakona Sachaim, the person's life is in danger, and you have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life. You're even permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos on the level of Deraisa for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. What if there's no Sakonas HaNefesh? It's not that the person's life is in danger. There's only Sakonas Eiver. He'll lose the use of a limb unless he'll be Mechal Shabbos now to save the limb. So there's so in Shulchan Aruch, the only opinion that's quoted is that Sakonas Eiver is not Decha Shabbos. Only loss of life. It's not that loss of limb or loss of life. Only loss of life. Loss of limb is only matter all the rabbanans. Anything that's only the rabbanan is mutter. And if it's even less than that, it's not even a sakana saver. It's only a chodesh emes sakana. Just that the person has a condition or a sickness or something that prevents them from functioning normally. So then you're not permitted to violate any and every isa de rabbanan. You're only permitted to violate things that are only exerim in the rabbanan. And what if he's even a lower level than that? He's not even a choy l'shem b'sakon, just he's a bari. When the mechish b'alma, then not only do we not give any kulis, we don't have any haterim, we introduce chumris, there's an isa refuah. You're not permitted to apply any refuahs b'shabbos. So the many poskim, including Rav Moshe, they carry over this dinda. Just like in Hilchos Shabbos, when you have sakon ha-sever, you see, permitted to violate all the rabbanans in order to save the aver. So the same is true, not in the area of Hilchos Shabbos. Area of Ames Osabano. So to use Bisar Hames to transplant Bisar Hames onto a living person would only be allowed if there would be a suffix sakana, that you may be saving the person's life. But if you're just gonna, you're not gonna extend his life at all, just that he'll be able to, his organs will be able to function now, so then you're not Mater and Isa Deraisa. But if the cornea is only Or, and Or Hames is only Osabano, Midirabbanon, so then, sakana seva would be mata that. So let's say the living person can't see. And if he'll take cornea from a dead body and put it into the body of the living person, he will be able to see. So that's called sakana seva. So we would be prepared to be mata all the rabbanans because of sakana seva.
Save yourself sight is not a not considered pikuach nefesh.
The pashtus in the Gemara is that it's not called
pikuach.
That's what somebody said in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. They reported at an RCA convention many years ago that Rabbi Soloveitchik said that since a summa is chashev kemeis, so to save a person's sight is considered pikuach nefesh. So Rabbi Soloveitchik's daughter, Mrs. Twersky from Boston, Rabbi Soloveitchik was alive at that time, but he was not well at all, so he couldn't comment on this. So this was in the later years of his life. So his daughter wrote a humorous news piece making fun of this. So she wrote that it was reported in the RCA convention that whoever makes less than $55,000 a year is below the poverty line, is considered a noni, and a noni chashev kemei. So they're allowed to take a job to be Michal Shabbos because it's pikuach nefesh to go from below the poverty line to above. Since a noni is chashev kemei, so he wants to be a chai. So that's pikuach nefesh. So everybody knows that that's a joke. And that's in the same Agarata, the same daf in the Gemara, that Oni Choshe Kemeis and the Sumos Choshe Kemeis. So just like Oni Choshe Kemeis is not relevant in Hilchos Bikoch Nefesh, so Sumos Choshe Kemeis is also not relevant. Unless we'll make a survey, unless we'll make a study and ascertain that people who are blind die younger. They die younger because of the sickness that they had that made them blind? Or because they don't see what they're doing, so they may get it, they're more prone to accidents.
Your life is different since you don't live as long.
Oh, so if you don't live as long, so, then you don't need a Maimah Chazal. It's on a Maimah Chazal. Without a Maimah Chazal, huh?
Poor people die younger also.
Poor people die younger also. Oh boy. Okay. So then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to make a better living. Okay. Okay. If that's the case, then it's Mamish Bikruach Nefesh. To possibly extend one's life a little extra is considered safik sakanas nefesh. Okay, I guess it depends how poor.
Have you said the sayer is mutter is also banna?
Sayer of a mace, that's a shaila. Tosis in the first perek. Right. Tosis in the first perek says that sayer hamace is mutter banna. And then the Achrayim point out that in the Gemara, on the end of the first Perek in Erechin, the two Girsas, the Rishonim had two Girsas in the Gemara there. The Sam Rishonim had the Girsa, the reverse of Tosfos. The Seyar Meis is also Bano. Machlokes, the Rashbo and the Tshuva has the other Girsa, not like Tosfos. Years ago, when they first introduced Sheitlin, during the times of the Chasam Sofer, not so long ago, the mid-1800s, so the Sheitlin used to be, they used to cut off hair from dead bodies of non-Jewish women. The original Sheitlin were taken from dead bodies. So many of the Gedolim asked that you're not allowed to use a Sheitlin because the mace is also manu. So this is what they wrote about, but it's mase akum. So that's one shaila where the mase akum synthesis in the first pair called the only mase Yisrael are also manu, because the whole pasuk that a mase also manu is learned out from Miriam. So Miriam was Jewish. So Mesei Akum are not included in the pasuk. I, Miriam, was a Neviyah. So why shouldn't we say only dead Neviyah are Rosh Bano? Dead Hadyotis are Mutter Bano? So the answer is you don't find any difference between the body of a Navi and the body of a Hadyot. That you don't find. But the Yisrael and the Nochri, you find other differences. Mesei Akum are not Mutami Ba'oyel. Other differences between the body of Yisrael and the body of a Nochri.
What about women then? Women,
yeah, the original pasuk is by Miriam, so you should say only women and men are mutabano. The dead body of a man is mutabano. L'chari would make sense to say if the women would be on a higher madrega than the men, so you say maybe only women. Miriam was a neviyah, Miriam was Jewish, but to say only women are osabano and men are on a lower madrega, that we don't find that men are on a lower madrega. You don't find that women aren't a lot madrega either. You don't find that women are chayv in the same number of mitzvahs as men. So the Gemara in Tezvavim and Aleph and Vavakama and Harahav Amina, that maybe if the Shor Amud kills a man, the Baal HaShor has to pay kofar. But if the Shor Amud kills a woman, maybe you wouldn't have to pay kofar. So that's why they have. Why? Because the women are not mechuyev in the same amount of mitzvahs as men. So that's why the Pasuk has to say explicitly, the haim is isho isho. Whether the Shor HaMod killed a man or a woman, the Baal HaShor has to pay kofar all the time. I would have thought a difference, yeah. But you have to have some difference. So to say that only a dead body of a Navi is also Banu, that doesn't make any sense. But to say the dead body of a Yisrael, That does make sense. So that's what Taisus Taka holds in the first parak. Taisus writes explicitly in the first parak in Bava Kama that may say Akama Mutabano. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Rishonim who say otherwise, that may say Akama Rasabano, but it's usually assumed that that's only a Churma Midirabbanon. Min HaTorah, all the Rishonim agree. There seem to be Gemaras all over the place, Bablis and Yerushalmis, that may say Akama really Mutabahanoa Min HaTorah. It's a Churma that the Rishonim invented. We shouldn't get Anoa from May say Akama. Yeah, well, here Seir HaMeis is a further machlokes, whether even Seir HaMeis of Yisrael is included in the. And now they don't take the Seir from dead bodies. Now they take it from living people who are prepared to cut off their hair. But when they first started, they used to take from dead bodies. So that was a big hullabaloo at that time. The Maritz Chayis was a contemporary, he lived the same time as the Chasam Sofer. He has a whole tshuva about that, about the Sheitlin, that the Sheitlin should be also Bahanoa. What's the issue with the Meseyakum, with the Seir? The whole discussion is there. Is there room to be Mekal or not? Okay. So Nachamo, so what did Taisus bring up the issue here? Taisus wants to know whether Tikruvus Avodah is not Pasuk in Chumash. The whole Pasuk is only in Tehillim. So one could argue the point and say either it's Hukish LeMeis, a Meis is also Bahanoa, Taisus holds Meis also Bahanoa in HaTorah. So if it's hukish the mace, either you say divrei temer divrei kabbalah yalfinon, either you do learn out over here. Maybe this is an exception to the rule because you do have psukim and chumash that the avodah zarah itself is also banor, the noyei avodah zarah is also banor. So all you need is a pasuk that and mishamshi avodah zarah is also banor is also psukim and chumash. So you just want to fill out the whole picture. So you want to say tekruvus avodah zarah is also banor. So maybe this is not a violation of divrei temer divrei kabbalah yalfinon. So if you are learning out from the Pasuk in Tehillim, so you should say that the Kruvus Avodah Zarah should be also Bahanoa Min HaTorah. If you want to say Divrei Temer Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinu, I should really say that even Yisra Achila should also not be Min HaTorah. Because in Chumash there's no market to say that it's also Bachila. Yeah. Is there any room to split between the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Anoa to say the Kruvus Avodah Zarah is also Bachila Min HaTorah, but it's only also Bahanoa Mid Rabbanah? Is it shach to make such a distinction? So Taisus says yes, because it says Vayochlu Zivchei Meisim. Since the Pasuk in Tehillim says that the Tikruvus Avodah Zarah is Hukish LeMeis with respect to Achila, Vayochlu Zivchei Meisim never really says that it's Hukish LeMeis with respect to Hanoah. Only says it's Hukish LeMeis with respect to Achila. So that's where Taisus comes up with the possibility of splitting. So let's go back again. So the Gemara has a few dinim where we distinguish between an Issa Deraisa and an Issa Derabbanan. So if you talk about Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya, Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya Lav Shma Shechita, according to Rab Shimon. If you shecht, ha-shechet v'nimtze streifa is not chayiv dalet vei. Rab Shimon poita b'shnei elu. We don't pass like Rab Shimon. The only time we pass like Rab Shimon is by Kisei Adam, because it's Asher Yeyochel. We pass like Rab Yudah Nasi's compromise. But aside from Kisei Adam, we don't accept Rab Shimon's opinion. So the Shah is according to Rab Shimon that Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya Lav Shma Shechita, say Yipater. So the Gemara says that it'll only be called the Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya if it's also Ba'achila Min HaTorah. So the Gemara assumes that Ashechet Avodah Zarah is a Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya. So that Gemara indicates clearly that the Isra Achila is Deraisa. The Isra Hanoah is questionable, whether the Isra Hanoah is Deraisa or Derabbanan. Why is it questionable? Nachama, why is it questionable? What is Tosis quote? Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the top Tosis. What's the din if a man is Mekadosh Inisha with Isuri Hanoah? So there's a Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin that Einem Mekudeshes. One is Mekadosh Inisha with Isuri Hanoah, and the Mishnah gives you a whole list. A Mekadosh Bebasa Bechala, BePetach Hamor, BeOris Levuvin, all list of things, Chametz BePesach, whole list of things that are Rasa Banah. The Gemara gives a whole discussion. How do you know that all these things are Rasa Banah? So the what if a man is mekadosh anisha with isuri hanor de rabbanon, is she mekudeshes or any mekudeshes? So that's a famous gemara in the beginning of Pesachim where it says hamekadosh v'chita kur denaisa mishei shosa lamaylo is any mekudeshes. So how do you translate that mekadosh v'chita kur denaisa? What does kur denaisa mean? The Rashi says it's a geographic location on the map. Where is it? Harei Ararat. Okay. That's where the Teva landed after the Mabul was over. It seemed to be in Turkey somewhere. Okay. Hare ararat. So the Brisa, so the memory of the Gemara says, a man is mekadesh anisha with chitim kordanaisa chametz bepesach. He took chitim and he had it soak in water for a long time, and it turned into chametz. Then he gives it to the girl on Pesach and he says, "Hari emekadesh esli." So it says in the Gemara, "Einu mekadesh." So Rashi says it's not really chametz dagen gomer, because chitim kordanaisa, whatever grows, the wheat that grows in Hare Ararat is kashim hay. It's very hard and it's not going to turn into chametz so quickly. So it's really only chametz nukshe, it's only chametz midirabbanon, Rashi says. And nonetheless, he's ainu mekudeshes. Then Rashi translates, mishei shos olamayla. How do you translate mishei shos olamayla? It goes on erev Pesach after chatzais. Mishei shos olamayla. So Rashi says, no. Mishos shishos olamayla. Min atar the chametz only osabano from noon on erev Pesach, after chatzos. An hour before chatzos is only a gzeri midirabbanon, that the chametz is osabano. It's only a gzerim the rabbanon. So Rashi learns that's what the Gemara means there in Pesachim. And Mekadesh Esuisha b'chita kordan aisa, the chametz is only chametz the rabbanon, because it's chametz nukshe, the chimetz process only began. Didn't have a chance to complete itself. And he's Mekadesh the isha b'shoz the rabbanon. B'shei shoz alamayla, Rashi learns b'sho shishus alamayla. Chametz b'sho shishus only osam the rabbanon. So nonetheless, Rashi claims that she's zeinim mekudeshes. The Russian Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, quotes a lot of Rishonim, would disagree with Rashi. Many of the Balayotes disagree. They say it's not true. If you mekadesh b'chametz deraisa b'shoiz derabbanon, or mekadesh b'chametz derabbanon b'shoiz deraisa, then it'll be ainu mekudeshes. Even though it's only the rabbanon, even though the shows are only the rabbanon, even though the chametz only the rabbanon. But if it's a double the rabbanon, it's chametz derabbanon because only chametz nukshe. The chimetz process just began; it didn't complete itself, and it's only b'shoshishes. It's not yet after chatzos. It's still before chatzos. So it's chametz derabbanon, b'shoz derabbanon. It's like a shvuz de shvuz. In Hilchos Shabbos, we know that you're not permitted to violate a nisa derabbanon b'makom mitzvah. But if you have a shvuz de shvuz, then it is mutar b'makom mitzvah. Why? A shvuz de shvuz is a lower level than a shvuz. Shvuz de shvuz means an nisa that's only forbidden based on a combination of two gzeiros, two chumris midirabbanon. So shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah, we paskim, the accepted opinion paskim mutar. So here also, this is so obviously a shvuz de shvuz, a double derabbanon, a trade derabbanon is a lower level than a chad derabbanon. That's what Tosfos says, a katan shehigia l'chinuch cannot lein the megillah to be mitzi mi on Purim, because the katan shehigia l'chinuch is only with the rabbanon. Mikra megillah is only with the rabbanon. So the katan is only a mechuya based on a trade derabbanon, and I'm a bar chiyuva, I'm a bar mitzvah already, so by me it's only a chad derabbanon. So a trade derabbanon is a lower level chiyuv than a chad derabbanon. So he's considered ainu mechuy b'davar legabi mi, ainu motzi asarabim v'deichay bos. So you see that a shvuz l'shvuz is a lower level isa than a chad derabbanon, and a drei derabbanon is less of a chiyuv mitzvah than a chad derabbanon. So the same over here, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds if you have chametz derabbanon b'shoz deraisa, or you have chametz deraisa b'shoz derabbanon, if you have one derabbanon, so it's also ainu mekudeshes. But if you have a double derabbanon, a trade derabbanon, it's chametz derabbanon, it's only chametz nukshe. The process of chametz began, but it never got finished. And secondly, it's only shoaz derabbanon, it's an hour before chatzos. It's not yet chatzos an erev Pesach. So it's only a trade derabbanon. So a trade derabbanon, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, you can't declare that she's ainu mekudeshes. Tosfos says we have to distinguish between the various levels of dinim derabbanon. Is it a chad derabbanon, is it a trade derabbanon? Yeah. So how does this apply to Tikruvus Abedizar? Tosfos dug up a Tosefta in Kiddushin. Here on Ayin Beis, on the base, the top Tosfos. The Tosefta Perek Dal in Kiddushin says, HaMekadosh B'Yayin Nesech Einu Mekudeshes. HaMekadosh B'Yayin Nesech Einu Mekudeshes. Aber chulim ba'azara, yehavi derabbanon, v'kiddush b'as ha'isha, mekudeshes. How do they know that that's true? Because they quote a Gemara in Kiddushin. It says, chulim ba'azara, chulim shenishchatu ba'azara, if you mekadesh an isha with it, so Rab Shimon ayman mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, alma kasav Rab Shimon chulim ba'azara, lav dioraisa. What does that mean? Rab Shimon holds, Teshech Tchul Mazar is a machlekes Hatanoim. Is it an Issa Deraisa, Issa Rabbana? And a machlekes Amarayim, Rabbi Yechon Mishlok, is how you should pass it. So the Gemara has a Loshon there in Kiddushin, that's what Tosfos quotes. Alma Kasav, Rab Shimon, Chulam Bazar, Alav Deraisa. What does it mean? So Tosfos says, Mashma, that Chulam Bazar is also Bahanoim de Rabbana. If it would have been also Bahanoim in Atoira, then it would have been any Mekudeshes. Now that it's only also Bahanoim de Rabbana, so the din is that Mekudeshes. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Other Rishonim say, no, it doesn't mean that. It means Alma Kasav, Rab Shimon, Chulam Bazar, Alav Deraisa, means that it's Mutter. Chulam Bazar is Mutter. If it would be Asabah Noam, the Rabbanim would also be Enim Kodeshes. They're not so happy about the whole deal. But this is what Tosis wants to be Medayik. That we just like the Gemara said over here, we only consider it Shchita Sheni Ruya if it's Eni Ruya Lachila Min HaTor. If Maisa Shabbos would only be Medayik Rabbanim, then you can't call it Shchita Sheni Ruya to say that Rab Shimon would pat there from Dalet Bey. That was the last line of Nayan Aleph and Aleph. Yishleim Lamadam Adair Aisa. Amtel hachi patri rabbanon, it's a shechita sheni ruya. But if you hold that, lalama adama de rabbanon, I might patri rabbanon. But if you hold that, maisa shab is only de rabbanon, so you can't, it does make sense to call it shechita sheni ruya, that the ganav should be potter from dalvei. So the same over here. That's what Tosis read into the Gemara in Kiddushin daf nun ches. If chulam shenishcha to bazar would have been an isa deraisa, would have been also ba anom in atorah, then you would have had to say that ainu mekudeshes. But now that it's only also Bahanoam and the Rabbanon, now it's possible to say that it is Mukudeshes. Aye. But it says, Hamakadish b'chitu kur denais and mishay shal salamayla ainu Mukudeshes, even though it's only the Rabbanon. So the Pashta says, Tesis goes l'shita sam, not like Rashi. Rashi learns there on the Gemara chitu kur denais, even though it's chometz the Rabbanon, b'shoz the Rabbanon. It's a trade the Rabbanon, and it's still ainu Mukudeshes. And Tesis says, not true. There are different levels of din of the Rabbanon. So if you mekadish b'shchametz the rabbanon b'shoz the rabbanon, it's a trade the rabbanon. Tosfos thinks that it will be mekudeshes. If you mekadish b'chitu kor deraisa, it's only chametz the rabbanon b'shoz the raisa. Or you mekadish b'chametz the raisa b'shoz the rabbanon achad the rabbanon, then it'll be ainu mekudeshes. But if you're only going to have a trade the rabbanon, anisa hanom the rabbanon based on the tziruf of two considerations, so then Tosfos holds that it would be yes mekudeshes. So that's how the Tosfos read that gemara. Alma kasav Rab Shimon chulam bazar alav deraisa. If Rab Shimon would have held chulam bazar, it would constitute an isa deraisa. So it wouldn't be shaykh to say.
Isn't
chulam bazar what? It's a chad derabbanan. But first, Tosis has this distinction between the various isuri hanom and the rabbanan. Chad derabbanan versus trade derabbanan. Then they say this. Chulam Azara is also midirabbanon. The whole thing is the whole shechting it is only also midirabbanon. And atar it's muter to shecht it in the azar. So the whole thing mitchilasa is only the rabbanon. So it's like ein loike deraisa. So that's like the lower level of isuri hanor the rabbanon. First you have to postulate the rule that there are two levels of isuri hanor the rabbanon, and then we're going to determine which category to put chulam bazar into. So once you establish that there are two categories of isuri hanor the rabbanon, chomer and kal. Then Chulam Azor belongs in the lower category, the Kal. Why? Because the whole Easter is only with the Rabbanon. The whole thing was Kulam with the Rabbanon. Ein Loikim in Atarim. That's what Tosfos suggests over here. So where do we say it's relevant, whether the Easter that we're dealing with is the Eis of the Rabbanon? First of all, it's relevant to declare that it should be Shechita Sheni Ruya. Zemar says it's only called Shechita Sheni Ruya if the Easter Achila is the Eis. That's on the last line in Ayin Aleph. And now I'm going over to Tamim Beis. That's why it's called Shechita Shein Ruyi. It's only the Rabbanah. If you hold that Shechit B'Shabbos, it's only forbidden with the Rabbanah. How can you call it a Shechita Shein Ruyi? Right. That's one argument, the Gemara. And then Tosfos learned the Pshat in the Gemara there in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that if Chulam Ba'Azara would have been Deraisa, then if you Shecht Chulam Ba'Azara, then if you're Mekadosh and Isha, it should be any Mekudeshes. But now the Chulam Azor is Lav Deraisa, so if you're Mekadosh and Isha, it would be Mekudeshes. Why is that? The Tosfos claims says that's a lower level Isuri HaNor the Rabbanon. There are two levels, more Chomer and less Chomer. So Chulam Azor would be the lower level. Yeah. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, what Tosfos says. So again, so the Gemara distinguishes whether it's deraisa. Are you dealing with an issa deraisa, issa rabbana? We get to what? So the Gemara has been again to shechita sheni ruya. Shechita sheni ruya lav shma shechita, and therefore the ganav is potter from paying the alav hez only if it's a shechita sheni ruya deraisa. It's a treifa, or if y'all chulam bazar is deraisa. If y'all chulam bazar is lav deraisa, so we wouldn't consider it a shechita sheni ruya. It doesn't make sense to say the Rabbanan introduced a chumre, which is going to bring a kula. It's going to pata the gana. If they introduce a chumre, it has to be only la chumre. If they introduce a chumre, it cannot be used la hakam. Okay, that's one gemara.
Might be like other things. It's not one aspect
where
it could turn into a kula. In other cases, might be a
chumre. Yeah, the Isra Hanor of Chulam Azara can only be observed if it's going to bring Chumras. Usually it brings Chumras, but if it's going to bring a Kula, then the Gemara says you don't treat it like an Isra Hanor. If it brings a Kula, so you can't have a Kula based on a Chumras. That's how the Gemara says. What about to be Mekadosh Anisha? We are Mekel. I'm Mekadosh Anisha with Isra Hanor, the Rabbanim, we say she's Zaini Mekodeshes. There we are Mekel. How does that taka work? That's the big question. If you're Mekadosh Anisha with Isra Hanor, so the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, Ein Mekudeshes. So we mentioned why not. So there are three opinions in the Rishonim why. Either because the Yisuri HaNoah are not Shavei Pruta, or because maybe they're called Ein Shaloi, and therefore you cannot be Makna. They are Shavei Pruta, you sell it to a guy, you make a lot of money. But because we consider Yisuri HaNoah Ein Shaloi, and the third opinion is it is Shaloi, but it's Ein Bishusa. Those were the three different opinions. So then you have to investigate each one. Why should that carry over to Yisuri HaNoah de Rabbanon? The Gemara says that Mekadosh Bechita Kor Denaisa Mishay Shalos HaLamayla Zaini Bekodeshes, at least if it's Chad de Rabbanon. How can it be that because Mede Rabbanon they declared that the thing is Asaba HaNoah, so they declared the woman is a Pnuya, the Eish HaSish is not married. How can it be that Zach HaChumra HaMavir Lidei Kula? Because of the Chumra, the Yisuri HaNoah de Rabbanon, so this leads us to declare that she's Zaini Mekodeshes, she doesn't need a get. How can that be? So that's a big discussion in Rishonim. Is it based on Hefker Bez and Hefker? Is it based on Afkin Rabbani Kiddushim Menei? Or is it based on Poshet common sense? That if you would want to sell it, that you wouldn't be able to get a Shavuot Pruta. You're not allowed to sell it. So you're not allowed to get a Shavuot Pruta. That's a whole discussion. Why that should be so? But that is the din. Yeah. The Nachum said there are three areas in halacha where we're going to discuss a possible distinction between an Issa Hanoam and Ator, an Issa Hanoam and the Rabban. One is whether Mekudeshes or not. A Mekadosh be Yisuri Hanoah the Rabbanon Zaini Mekudeshes. But it's going to be a double the Rabbanon. That's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns a Mekadosh Bechidik in the Raisa Meshev Shalos HaLamayla means a double the Rabbanon. And still Rashi learns that it's Zaini Mekudeshes. And the Rosh in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin quotes the Balei HaTosfos who disagree with Rashi. No, it's only if it's Chad de Rabban. If it's a Trei de Rabban, it's too far removed. It's too far removed from the original, from Yisuri HaNoah. And he says that she moved be Mekudeshes. Yeah. Then the Gemara had a third area where we have to consider whether something is Asam HaNoah and Atam de Rabbanon. That's when the Gemara keeps on raising the issue on the top of Ayin Aleph on the base, on the top of Ayin base. When the ganav starts shechting a little bit, even less than simen echad, he starts fiddling around a little bit, he makes the shor asabano. So the Gemara is takasha, so when he continues to shecht, the shor was said, how can it be that shechit is mechayv him to pay? It's considered as if it doesn't belong any longer to the owner of the animal. Why do you consider as if it doesn't belong any longer to the owner? So the pashtus in the Gemara is that Isuri HaNoah are any shaloi. That's what it sounds like. When you start to shecht a little bit, you make it awesome anor. Idach the rest of the shechita isuri anor v'lav de marei kotovach. Why is that the case? Why is it lav de marei kotovach? So the simple reading of the Gemara implies that isuri anor reina shaloi. What are you going to say? Surround our Eid B'shusai? No, the stolen animal is already Eid B'shusai. From the day that he stole it, it's Eid B'shusai. And if the God is going to shecht it, it'll be Chayv Dalavei. So just because he shechts it, he makes it Asabah Noah, makes it Eid B'shusai, it was Eid B'shusai of the Nigna from day number one when the God have stole it. And still, if he shechts it, it'll be Chayv Dalavei. So what does the Gemara say? Lab Demarei. So either the Gemara is to be taken literally, Lab Demarei Katavach, Yisid Yisir Hanoah, Arena Shaloi. If you all like the other Rishonim to say that that's not true, that Yisir Hanoah not Mufka from Abaylus, so how do you translate the words of the Gemara? V'chishoche Popurto Asora, Yidach Yisir Hanoah V'lab Demarei Katavach. Could say the Gemara is asking a different kasha. It doesn't really fit into the words too well. Could say the Gemara was asking a kasha. The reason why does the Torah say the ganav has to pay dalad dehei? Why such stiff fines? Why such heavy penalties? So the Gemara says b'tein she nishtarish bechet, b'tein she shana bechet, b'tein she nishtarish bechet. We had the earlier sugi before that fine. So it means that originally the ganav stole the animal and made it ani shaloi. He made it ani b'shusa of the nigna was still shaloi ani b'shusa, and now that he tovach hamachar. So now the behemoth doesn't exist anymore. It's no longer a live animal, it's dead. So he made it into Eina Shaloi. That's the Pashto. Shana Bechet or Nishtarish Bechet. So here perhaps the Gemara is saying, once the Ganav starts to Shech Purto, and it becomes Osabano, Mitam Tekruvis Avodah Zarah, so Idach Lav Demarei Katovach is not being Mafsid the Balabos at all when he continues to Shech. The beginning of the Shechita, the Shem of Avodah makes it into Tikruv Vizarazah, becomes Asabah, no? And then when he continues, but that's not enough to be Mechayv Dalavei. In order to be Mechayv Dalavei, you have to have a Shechita Ksheira, Kehoigen. So the Idach, when the Ganav continues to Shecht, Frek the Gemara, Lav the Mareka Tavach, is not really being Mafsid. The Ganav who Shechts, yeah, is not really being mafsid the nignav that much. He mafsid him a little bit, but it's not such a major hefsid in that he's continuing to shech. Because it's also b'anah anyway. So that's the question. How come the Rishonim don't discuss this at length? There were three opinions. What's the chisaron by chamis mishay shalamay l'shnei dvarim ene b'shusay shalad? And what does it mean? So some Rishonim said it means ene shalay. Some said it means ene b'shusay. And others said, no, it is Shalai B'shusai, but it's not Shalai Pruta, that's why it's not Mekudeshes. But here the Gemara says, Lav Demarei Kotovach. Lav Demarei, the simple meaning means that it's Eina Shalai. So how did the other Rishonim get around this? He can't say that it means Eina B'shusai. The Ganev is always Eina B'shusai and the Ganev Shechts, it's Yishchayv Dalvei. Eina B'shusai is not going to explain. What are you going to say? It's not Shalai Pruta. There is no such halacha. The Geneva doesn't have to be worth Shavu Pruta in order for the Ganav to pay Dalad Dehei. Unless you say it's Eina Shavu Pruta, so therefore the Ganav is not being mafsa the Nigna of anything. Shana Bechet means I stole an animal from the Nigna, then I go and I shecht it or I sell it. So Shana Bechet, I mafsa the Nigna even further. But once it's already Shachet Bapurta Asorah, the whole animal is Asamano. The Idach, whatever you're going to do after making the animal osamano, so the Gemara said that's going to be Lav Demarei Kotovach. He's not furthering it away from its rightful owner. It's a difficult line in the Gemara. It's not really so clear. That Kasha in the Gemara. Idach Lav Demarei Kotovach. Yeah, so Nachamas, what does the Gemara ask on the top of Ayin Aleph on the base? One is Sheikhet, the Ganav is Sheikhet L'Avodah Zarah, not the Ganav. The Ganav Sheikhet L'Avodah Zarah is going to be Potter from Dalvehe because of Kam L'Avodah Rami. Sheikhet Al-Yidei Acher. Sheikhet Al-Yidei Acher. So the Shliach is doing the Shechita, he's going to be Chayv Misa for Avodah Zarah. And I'm the Meshalech, I'm the Ganav, and I told him to Shecht it. So I become Mechuyiv, since he's Tavach HaMachar, Al Pitzi Vuyi, so we say, Yei Shalich L'Dvar Avera, so the Ganav becomes Mechuyiv to pay Dalad Dehei. So the Gemara asked Akashe, by Shechit L'Avodah Zarah, When the ganav starts to shecht even a little bit, either the ganav or his shechet, whatever, they start to shecht a little bit, it's already comes asabano because of tikruvus avodah zarah. To this, the Gemara asks, idach lav demarei kotavach. What's that kasha? Because there's no further hepsin either. That's ain't a shaloi at the bottom, but there's no further hepsin to the bottom. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can it be that a shechet lavad izore, that the shechet aide acher lavad izore, that the gana becomes mechiv to pay dal of the hay, but there's no hepsit to the nigna, or that it's no longer shaloy of the nigna. So to this, the Gemara responds, kigon, amarove ba'im begmar zvicha hu oivda. Sure. The acher, the shaliach, is doing the shechita over here on behalf of the ganav, doesn't want to do an act of avodah zarah from the beginning. He says, when I complete the shechita, the gemara of the shechita should be the shem avodah zarah. But he doesn't really have in mind that it should become, he's not serving, he's not offering it as the kruvus avodah zarah from the beginning. He only wants that the gemara of the shechita, avodah zarah, should serve avodah zarah. B'gemar zvichu ho'ayudah. So since he says b'gemar zvichu ho'ayudah, so it doesn't become osman until the end. So you can't say this kasha that the idach lav demarei kotovach. Then the Gemara introduces another possibility, because it is kasha, that what? How can it be a shechet lavad zara should be a shechet lavad zara should be a shechita sheni ruya? Let it become like the rabbi said b'shechet al deyachet. But still, why don't you say since shechet lavad zara becomes asabano, so once it's asabano, idach lav demarei katova. See the enish aloy of the nignav now, or I'm not being mafsid him, but the Gemara Shechita, there's no hefsid, because it's already all Yisurim. So the first answer the Gemara gave was, he says, Gemara Zvichu Ha'ibda. Second answer the Gemara says is, Hach Maskinon, this price is a special case in Ukim Tepshat. Hach Maskinon, Kigon, Shemesoro, Lushaymer, Behizik, Beveis Hashem, Behud, Beveis Hashem, Behud, Beveis Hashem, what's going on here? A Bala Behema gave his Behema over to a Shemer to watch. So the behema does not belong to the shomer, but the behema is considered a davar hagarm lamamin, with respect to the shomer. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanan where the davar hagarm lamamin kemamin dami, alav kemamin dami. Where does that come in? That comes in a few mesichtes. Yeah, here it comes in our mesichta. Where is it by us? If I steal, a korban, ayin aleph. No, where's isn't it a Mishnah?
Next Mishnah.
Reb Shimon says. Gona vehigdish ve'achakach tovach u'mochar. I steal an animal, and then I make it hegdish, and at the time of tvich mechire, it's already hegdish. So once it's hegdish, you're not chayv dalveh. So doing tvich mechire after you make it hegdish, you're not chayv dalveh. So the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon says sometimes yes and sometimes no. If it's kochim shechayv b'achriyusam. If it's a chatas and an asham, that if this animal is going to disappear, then he's mukhiyav midin atar to bring another chatas and asham. So then the disappearance of this animal is garm to me, hefsid mammon. So then this korban is considered shali. Kachim shchai bech yusam, shalom tashlum yabach hamish. Unless it's shena chai bech yusam, unless I said harezeh liyoyla, harezeh lishlamin. If I say Hareza, I didn't say Harei Alai, so it's Kachim Shenechai Bechriyusim. If he gets lost, I'm not Mukhiv to bring another one. So then, Taka. Yeah, so then if you shecht it after you made a hekdesh, then you won't be chayiv. But if it'll be kach m'shechay b'achriyusim, then it's a machleik zeb shimon and rabbanim. Shimon holds that dover gam l'mam k'mam and dom. Yeah, how do we paskin in this machleik zeb shimon and rabbanim? The pashta says we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. We should say yochid v'rabim halocha ki rabim. We should paskin that dover gam. This in a few places in Shas. The pashta says we should really adapt the position of the chachamim. The Gemara later raises the question that maybe the machlekes Rameh and Chachamim whether danin and din in the gami or loy danin and din in the gami. What's the case? Asarif shtar choyb shal chaveira. Asarif shtar choyb shal chaveira. I burnt up someone's shtar and now he won't be able to collect $1,000 that the other person owes him. So the Gemara says that's gami. If he collected $1,000 and he has a sack full of money, and I burn the sack of money and it melts away or disappears, so that's automamazik mamish. But over here, he did the hezek in an indirect fashion. He burnt the shtar of the malvas, and the malva will not be able to collect from the lova. So the Gemara calls that garmi. So that's a machlek zameh nachachamim with a danin and din and garmi, loy danin and din and garmi. So we pass like Rameh. That yes, the Gemara said we pass like Rameh. Danin and din and garmi. So at one point, the Gemara says later, and maybe this shaila, if a person burns a serv shtachem shal chaveroi with his chayva potan, maybe it should depend on the machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether dover hagorm lamamin is kimamin dami or lav kimamin dami. Then the Gemara is doiche. But the Gemara had held a svara. That dover hagorem lamamin kimamin dami means that gami is chayv. And if you have dover gam mam and lav kemam and dami, it means that gami is potter. It's hainuha. See, even though the Gemara rejected it, so in Choshimish, but the Shach quotes one opinion from the Rishonim that the tchiyah was only a tchiyah b'yama. But the truth of the matter is that it is an equation. So once you assume, like the Maskonos HaGemara and Daf Tzadik Ches, that danin and din and the gami, that amazik boit and shol gami is chayev. So the implication is that we pass kandover garment mam and kamam and dami. So the Shach Nechash Mishpa quotes such an opinion that some Rishonim hold like that la locha, that the Gemara's equation remains la locha, that since we pass kandanin and din and digarmi, so who are denami that dover garment mam and would be kamam and dami? Yeah, the Pashtus is not like those Rishonim. That the two unrelated topics, the Gemara made a distinction, and Daf Tzadik Ches, and the distinction is correct. One is a topic. How direct does the Maisa Hezek have to be? If the Maisa Hezek is very indirect, then Grama ben Zikin is Potter. If it's very direct, then it's Adama Mazik B'Adayim. It's a little bit indirect and a little bit halfway in between, so then it's a Shiloh of Garmi. Tosis holds Garmi is only the Rabbanon, the Ramban holds Garmi is the Raisa. But it's a question, where do you draw the line? What's called Mazik B'Adayim and what's called Grama ben Zikin? So Garmi is in between. Yeah, but over here, Dover Gam Lamam Kamam Dam is a totally different topic. The topic is Dover Gam Lamam, and am I considered a Bailim on something which I don't own at all, but because it got lost, that's why I'm going to have to lose money from my pocket. So does that make it Dover Shekva Goram Lamam? That's how the Gemara defines it. Dover Goram Lamam does mean that theoretically it could be Goram Hefsid Mamam to me. Dover Shekva Goram Lamam. If that Dover, the object, got lost, and because it got lost, I had to shell out money from my pockets, and maybe I should say that whoever suffered the loss of the stuff, whoever legally is held responsible, he suffers the loss of the burning down of the items, so then we say that he's a bailam on that item. That's what it means, davar gam lamamin ke mamin dami. So therefore, yeah. No, but the Gemara says, "Dabra garm la mamin ke mamin dami."
How is it more makala? You say by the name it's like that. Of course, how about that? That if you mocha, the Christ doesn't still consider you the violence, it's not considered a view.
Yeah. No, but the Gemara says the original machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon and the Mishnah by Dover Gam Lamamin over here. He just read it. And I indulge on the base. is that you have an animal that's worth a shavius of money. As Shorva said, the animal is worth a lot of money. Then the chepta is shove, has a tremendous shavius, intrinsic shavius, but I'm not the bailim. It belongs to Hegdish. But if someone steals it from Hegdish and shoots it, I'll be the one who's going to suffer. I'm going to have to bring another one because I said Hari Alaya because it's a chatkas and an oshim. So I'm a chuyiv yemi to bring another one. So that's the machlekes of Shimon and Achacham. Reb Shimon holds Dovashit Kvar Goram Lamamin is Dinakim Mamin. I'm considered the bailim. But the other one of Danin and Dinigamin, that's a different topic. The Hezek is indirect. That's the Shaila. Am I chayiv mitamar amazik if I'm mazik someone's mamin in an indirect fashion? So whenever the Hezek is very indirect, then you say Gromim Minizik and Ispatan. Whenever the Hezek is half in between direct and indirect, that's the machlekes, but the danin and the indigami are not. They're two different topics. That's how the Gemara says later on the Afzadik test. Dabar gam lemamin is the question: who has the shame by lemamin? But with Yeshua talking about an item that who has the by lemamin? It's an item that has shavius, has intrinsic shavius, as opposed to the star. Yeah, the star doesn't have any intrinsic shavius.
Might collect it.
Yeah.
No. Could be the guy
no, we know he's not going to collect it.
We know he's not going to collect it.
But the Hezek was indirect.
Right.
I didn't burn the Choyv. The Choyv is still Kayim. The other thing is, he doesn't have a proof that that he owes him the money. So we know that he's, the Loiv is not going to want to pay. So that's considered an indirect Hezek. That's how the Gemara distinguishes later. There are two different issues. Dobro Gram Lamamin is who has the Shem Baila. And Danin and Dinan Digami is a Shaila, the Hezek was not direct enough. If the Hezek is indirect, then it's called Groma Minizik, and sometimes it's a little bit indirect, not fully indirect, then we call it Garmi.
Yeah,
in that case we're saying davar gam lamamin on both, even though the chepta has no shabbos at all. Not only are we saying that I have the din bailim, we're saying that it's called the chepta of mamin because it's garam lamamin. Yeah. In that case you have a double chiddush. You have the double chiddush. Okay. Then in the bottom of Ayin Aleph on the base, the Gemara has a discussion of Chamisha Bokar, or Chamisha Chatzoy Bokar, or Afilo Chamisha Chatzoy Bokar. Is there such a din that you either pay Dalet Vehei in full, or you don't pay Lachatzoy? Or not necessarily a din like that? So the Gemara quotes, so the Gemara says, Boimenei Rava Mirab Nach, when he asked him in Shaila, so his initial reaction was Chamisha Bokar, or Chamisha Chatzoy Bokar. That you don't pay lachatzon, you only pay full. Then the next morning, he told them that he made a mistake. He thinks the din is afilu chamisha chatzoy boka. What was the original mocker to say chamisha boka veloy chamisha chatzoy boka? What was the mocker from the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, this ganav stole from his own father, a shorvaseh. So if he shechts the shorvaseh first, and then the father dies, then he's chayv dalet vehei. But if he waits till after the father dies and then he shechts the shorvaseh, then the Mishnah says that he's potter from dalet vehei. What's the difference whether he shechted the shorvaseh after the father died or calls man the father still alive? Why should it make a difference? So the Gemara thought originally because chamisha bokar v'loy chamisha chatzoy bokar. Once the father dies, so he is one of the Yarshim together with all of his brothers or sisters, whoever happens to be there, to get the Yerusha. So since he'll only become mischayef to pay part of the dalad vehei. He won't become mechuyav to pay the whole dalad vehei because he's one of the shutfim. So that's what the Mishnah says, that you're potter from paying. If meisav ivachakach tova mocha, the Mishnah says that you're potter because the chamisha bok v'loi chamisha chatzoi bok. That's how the Gemara thought originally. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Chamisha baka v'afilu chamisha chatzoi baka. He would be mechuyif to pay. So why is he pata from paying in this case when meisav v'achakar tovach mocha? The Gemara says, no, a different time. The Mishnah says, pata in that case, different time, because the tvachu kula b'yisura b'ina. Since at the time that he's shechting, he is a pot shutif. The father died, so the ganav is one of the yorshim of the father. So he owns 10%, 20%, whatever it happens to be. So part of the behemoth belongs to him. He's a shutif. So the whole shechita was not b'yisr. 10% of the shechita was beheter. That's his share. If he would own the whole animal, he can decide to shecht it. It's not being mafsed anybody. 90% that belongs to the other brothers and sisters, the shechita on the remaining 90% was b'aver, because he didn't consult him. But the shechita on his share was not b'aver. So that's what the Gemara says. Tvechu kula b'yisur b'ina. Since he's a part owner on the behemah, yeah. So you have no right to say that it becomes b'chuyif to pay dalav the hay, because part of the shechita was behem. So that's how the Gemara had the two pshat and learn. Why is gona mishalavi v'meisavi yachakach tovach amoch? Why is it in that case that he's potter? So the one pshat was because chamisha bokar v'loi chamisha chatzoi bokar, and that was the rejected pshat. And then the emes pshat is because tvachu kula b'yisur b'ina. The part of the shechita was behet. Yeah. What was the original case where Rav asked Rav Nachman, what's the din? Whether chamisha bakar afilu chamisha chatzai bakar, what was the original case? It's a shor shal shnei shutvim, and he stole it and he shechts it and he became mechuyif to pay keren kefil v'dalav hay, and then the ganav is moide in the presence of one of the shutvim in bezn. The assumption is that moide b'knas is potter, moide b'knas b'achar kabayim is also potter. But Moedei B'Knas sounds from this Gemara. Moedei B'Knas only potter if you're Moedei in the presence of the Baldin to whom you should have paid the Knas. If you're Moedei Shaloi B'Fnei Baldin, then Halacha Moedei B'Knas potter doesn't apply. That's what it sounds like. So here there are two Shutvim, and I stole a Shor Shal Shnei Shutvim. When I make the Hadas Baldin, I only make it in the presence of one of the Shutvim. So it'll only be moide b'knas potter vis-a-vis that shutta. And the dalet v'hei for the other shutta, if I never potter myself, because I wasn't moide in the presence of that shutta. So the Gemara considers this an issue of chamisha bokar, v'afilu chamisha chatzai bokar, of v'loi chamisha chatzai bokar. So originally Rav Nachman responded, no, chamisha bokar, v'loi chamisha chatzai bokar, you're not chai. Then he backed that. He said, it's not true, there is no such thing. Here there's a gigantic Tosfos on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, a famous topic. There is a Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara sounds like it says, Ein Odom Morish Knas Lebono. Our Gemara seems to ignore the whole thing, that whole klal from the Gemara in Ksubis. Our Gemara says, Egonah Mishalov, Ebetavach Amach, Vachakach Meisaviv. They say you pay to their brothers. Let's say the man dies, he left four sons. Each one is entitled, let's say he had a daughter first and he has four sons. Each one of the sons is entitled to 25% of the Yerusha. So if the Gonav Mishalovi V'tovach Amocha V'ahakach Meisavi, so Mishalim, what is he Mishalim? He pays 75% of the Keren Kefal Dalad V'hei to the other three brothers. His share, he does make sense, he doesn't have to pay himself. But the other three quarters that go to the other three brothers, so then he has to give each one of them one quarter of all of the money that he owes. That we understand. So the Gemara somehow is never concerned about the problem of Ein Odom Morish Knas Lebono. He'll pay three quarters of the knas, and it won't pose a problem. The only problem they're worried about is chamisha bok v'loy chamisha chatzoy bok ma'afilu chamisha chatzoy bok. That was a discussion. But if tovach mishgona v'tovach mishalavi v'achakach meisavi, that he pays the share to the other Yerushim, that's a double Pashut Ne'emar. So that's what Taisa says. What happened to the rule of Ein Marish Knas Lepanim? That until Hamada Bedin, the Chiyuv Knas doesn't really set in its entirety yet. So it doesn't lend it, it's not Mamad that should lend itself to Yerushim. You ought to say, Chamisha Bok Veloi Chamisha Chatzai Bok. That's Taisa's Kash. Yeah, that's the gigantic Taisa in Sanayim Bay. So what is Taisa's answer? So one suggestion Tais gives that our sugi is chalik and not sugi, right? Machleg is our sugi, whether knas goes birusha or not. If there was no hamara bedin, does the knas go birusha? Another suggestion Tais gives is that the whole Gemara by us is talking about la'achar gemar din. I but the Gemara says that it's koding gemar din. So Tais splits a little bit. They say, no, there are two kinds of gemar din. There's a Gemara Din of Ish Ploni Ata Zaki, Ish Ploni Ata Chayiv, that's one Gemara Din. Then the Gemara has another Gemara Din when the Bez and Paskan say Tenloi. So Tosis has one suggestion: when the Bez and Paskan say Ish Ploni Ata Chayiv, Ish Ploni Ata Zaki, that's considered a Gemara Din. And after that point, the Din is Adamarish Knas Labana. Before that point, they didn't Adamarish Knas Labana because the Chiyuv Knas didn't sit in yet. So to speak, Afilu b'balas es yedei shamayim, the Vilna Gaon says on the next daf, and I am based on the base. Afilu b'balas es yedei shamayim, you don't want to come. Where is the Vilna Gaon? I am dalal on the base, oy salach. Afilu b'balas es shamayim doesn't accomplish anything if he pays the knas before hamad b'din. So you need hamad b'din of ish ploni atazak, ish ploni atachayim. Otherwise, the knas wouldn't go the Yerusha to the shul. The Gemara at one point said Omad Bedin, and he said say Tenloi. That's because of a different problem, because the Gemara at that point was concerned about Chamisha Bok Valei Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar. So that's a Shaila. What exactly is the Chisaron in Chamisha Bok Valei Chamisha Chatzoi Bokar? So this day in Taisa's lines, the Chisaron was in a Tashlumen. If you're going to make a Tashlumen on Dalet Vehei, but you're not going to make a full Tashlumen, you're only going to pay part. So that's not a kiyum of tashlumei haknas. Chamisha boker v'leich chamisha chatzoi boker. You have to make a tashlumen on all. So that the Gemara says if bezdin paskin say tenloi, if they just say ish ploni ata zaka, that's a gemar din. But once bezdin paskin say tenloi, that's considered as if they already made the tashlumen. Say tenloi is considered as if they already took the money from him and it was given over to the other person. So then if gona mishalovi b'tovach hamocha v'achakach meisaviv. So the Gemara says, how can the Mishnah say that it's chayv to pay the three quarters of the dal behei to the brothers? But it's chamisha bok v'loi chamisha chatzai bokar. The Gemara says, hach maskinik kishamad bedin. So Taisa says, that amad bedin, how does it help amad bedin? But still, it's a problem of chamisha bok v'loi chamisha chatzai bokar. So Taisa says, no, it was amad bedin, and they said, say tenloi. Not enough that they said, ish ploni ata zakai, they made a Gemara din. No, that you need in order that the Knas should be able to go be Yerusha to the children. But it means that the Bezin said, say Tenloi, so it's considered as if they already did the Kiyum Ha'inesh before the father died. So it's not Chamisha Chatzoi Baka. It's considered as if they already gave over all the money while the father was still alive. That's one opinion in Taisus. Then the other opinion in Taisus is that it's just not true. It's not that the Ish Ploni Ata Zakai is the Gemar Din and say Tenloi is considered like a Tashlumen. That's a big machlekes that we had earlier. That's a machlekes in Rishonim, how to read that Gemara. In Sanhedrin and in Bava Kamma, the Gemara makes the distinction between Ish Ploni Ata Zakai, Ish Ploni Ata Chayv, and say Tenloi. Gemara introduces another topic. The Gemara has a machlekes in Chulin. The Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan against Levi Sova. Say machlekes here. The Shlokish says b'shem Levi Sova ein l'shchita elu l'besov. Rabbi Yochanan holds yesh l'shchita metchila v'ad sov. Yeah. What are they fighting about? What's a nafkemina? So the Gemara says there the nafkemina is benegetu shchutei chutz. one of Shecht's a korban bachutz is chayiv koris. So what if the whole tchilas hashchit of the korban was in the azar? Let's say shechting a korban in the azar on a platform. You're not supposed to shecht on a platform. The animal is supposed to be standing on the floor. Okay. So let's say he does the tchilas hashchit inside the azar. The animal is on the floor. And then he gets this animal that's half dead, half kishachni. He moves it on a platform and he takes the animal out of the azara and he does the gemar hashchita. Would you say ein l'shchita ela lebesof? The last moment is called the shchita. So since he did the gemar hashchita b'chutz, he's in violation of shchut echutz. If they did it b'shoigeg, he would be chayv to bring a chata. So would you say no? Yesh l'shchit mentchila b'yatsof. It's not that just the last second is called a ma'isa shechita. The whole thing from the beginning to the end is called a ma'isa shechita. So the Gemara introduces that topic over here b'negeh to the chiyuv dalet v'hei. When does the ganav become a chiyuv to pay the dalet v'hei? After he does the shechita. When did he do the shechita? They say, ein l'shechita ela l'besof, just the last minute. Or they say, yes, l'shechita m'chila b'yatsof. The mechayv is from the beginning to the end. Yeah. The Gemara tries to introduce it a little bit over there. Okay, maybe we'll stop here tomorrow. We'll continue Chazor, I think. We better continue Chazor till the end of next week.